This is Big Science. It's no stunt.
This is Jeopardy, the IBM Challenge. Here are today's contestants. From Los Angeles, California, Brad Rutter. An IBM computer system able to rapidly understand and analyze natural language, Watson. And from Seattle, Washington, Ken Jennings.
A supercomputer named Watson defeating Jeopardy stars Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter in 2011 was not simply a deft bit of corporate branding. And Watson didn't win because it needed no sleep or bathroom breaks. Watson won because of the ways in which big data and massive capacity computers can create the kind of judgment engines we associate with experts in the world, geologists, meteorologists, or Watson's perhaps most interesting new gig, making life and death decisions along with doctors. Kara Miller, host of WGBH's Innovation Hub, says this new Dr. Watson role has already shown promising contributions to traditional medicine.
One of the fascinating things about Watson is that at the time that it was on Jeopardy, it was really a coming together of all these different technologies that had reached maturity. So the ability to understand natural language, which is actually really hard. If you think about the kinds of things we say, like that was a bittersweet experience, or catch you later, or I'm feeling blue. If you think about those things literally, they make no sense, right? But Watson was able to understand them. So it's that, it's this incredible amount of data processing, and all those things came together to be able to interact with humans in a way that computers really never could before.
And the skills and the science required to take big data, huge databases, make judgments, goes directly to medical applications for, I guess we'd call him Dr. Watson now?
Exactly. Well, here's what we've seen recently. Machines are getting better at learning. Here is Steve Gold from IBM talking about what actually happened when Watson started working with the doctors working on cancer at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
We literally have been training Watson to assist oncologists in identifying the proper course of treatment for cancer patients. And so we began with lung cancer, and we've progressed to breast cancer. But when we got to colon cancer, we realized that a lot of the training that actually had taken place on the previous forms of cancer were germane to Watson's understanding as to how to interpret, decipher, and ultimately provide insights to the oncologist as to what the optimal course of treatment might be.
Watson is learning.
Exactly. I mean, one of the fascinating parts of machine learning is that you're teaching computers to recognize patterns. And so one of the things they found is that by the time Watson got to their third kind of cancer, colon cancer, he had learned a lot about cancer from the first two experiences he had with looking at different kinds of cancer.
Now, as you know, I love your enthusiasm about all this.
Yeah.
But what do medical students think of this sort of thing, interacting with a machine like this that learns so quickly?
You know, one of the things that's happening with medical students is that they are going to get – this has happened in a Cleveland Clinic, for example – is you're looking at medical students who are going to probably have iPads loaded with Watson's brain. And they're essentially going to say to Watson, here's the information I've got and here's the information, you know, that I need. Or you should ask the person, did your mother have this? Did your father have this? You know, where were you born? So there's some piece of information missing here that could get me from 70% certainty to 95% certainty.
So next job for Watson, get rid of all the lawmakers and politicians and take over Washington. What do you think?
It could happen. I mean, Watson is actually, he's multiplying, he's in the cloud. And Watson is actually going to work in Wall Street, in call centers, trying to deal with your call and actually get you to the right person, which would be a miracle if it could actually happen. But this application of Watson, big data, and actually being able to process natural language would be kind of amazing if it could all come together. And so far, that's what we're seeing.
Of course, my director, Jay Cowett, is worried that we're going to get into the Skynet Terminator zone here. Kara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kara Miller, host of WGBH's Innovation Hub.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.